Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's continue now with reminiscence of Christopher Robinson. He just found that they had appropriation of $1,800 for a new bridge. While Mr. Johnson and Wooden were gone, they made the first trip up the lake on the new steamboat to get a boom of logs. And by the way, this was the only bridge in the county, Okanagan County then, that withstood the high waters of 1894. Back to the steamboat. When we got opposite First Creek, the engine stopped. We found a broken valve stem. We had a blacksmith outfit at the mill, and so we made a new part. The boat made about 3 miles an hour. We got to Stehekin just before dark. H.N. Merritt had built a new cabin on the south side of the Stehekin River, and some of us were his guests that night. His fireplace was not a complete success. The smoke did not go out, but the heat did. We tied onto a log boom, then towed it down. All that day and all night, we got to Lakeside the next morning, and we commenced cutting lumber for the bridge. We managed to get the bridge built before the high water of the year 1889. In the spring of 1889, Julius Larrabee and family came. I bought a place at the bridge from Lou Spader and built a house and then moved into it. The steamboat built on the lake was not a success. Al Pershall and M.M. Kingman hauled logs from Davenport. Then Pershall and Kingman went to Stehekin and packed their blankets to Horseshoe Basin, where they located mining claims. They were the first to enter that rugged country. It was now nearing the 4th of July, 1889, and there was no suitable place to celebrate. But there was talk of building a pavilion. We did erect a platform in the grove on the south shore, where the sawmill now stands. The word went around that Chelan was going to celebrate with a dance, ice cream, and everything. So people came from Wenatchee, the Big Bend, up and down the river and from up the lake. Ben Smith furnished the music. Up to this time, there had never been any religious service held, but we had made it a practice to cut out Sunday work and to put on our other clothes, if we had them. There was no Sunday trading at the store, but sometimes the men in the camp indulged in a little game of poker to pass the time. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.